Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the end of the meeting. How did it go? Is this pretty much exactly what you expected, or is this a curveball that was thrown in your court?
Unfortunately, it is what I expected. I'm glad I got my story out. I'm glad I got points out. I'm glad I was able to speak with the Niagara County Health Department, Dan Stapleton, and maybe get some conversations going. I don't expect things to be changed in an evening, but some good points were made by a lot of other residents, so hopefully this problem can be resolved.
Out of this entire meeting, what would you say is a point that either a resident brought up or maybe one of the government officials that brought up that resonated with you the most?
Is it selfish of me to say my own point of lack of confidence in a company that we know to have brought in rats at prior to 2013 all the way up? And the fact that that same company is constantly saying that they're a pillar in the community, but yet they burned firefighter foam in our community at their plant off of 56th Street. And that firefighter foam is so dangerous that it can cause cancer, infertility, thyroid issues. So forgive me when someone says to me that they're wanting to be community partners. I don't believe that. And my lack of confidence in their partaking in the rats catching a ride here, it's pretty much zero to none.
What was your reaction when they just brushed that aside? They told you that this is a personal matter at the end.
I expected that because no one in our city or our county, as I just spoke with some county officials, even knew about the story. The story was buried. It was never picked up by Niagara Gazette. It was never picked up by Buffalo News. It was by an independent company, but Covanta admitted guilt in the letters. They got caught by the DEC and they admitted the guilt. So if you were to Google Covanta and you wanted to put lawsuits, you will see many, many, many lawsuits. They have 30 factories all over the U.S. They put those factories in poor communities, and they do that for a reason, because they can get away with burning toxic chemicals such as the firefighter foam. It does have a legitimate chemical name, which I'll send you the link so you can read about it yourself. But like I said before, a company doesn't rename if they have a good business. They rename because they have a lot of problems and they want to disassociate.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about today?
No, I just want to thank everyone for coming out. I want to thank you for breaking the story. I wanted to thank David for having me on. It was an honor. So I just want to thank everyone who has taken an interest, offered condolences, and offered their time from the city and the county to come together and talk about this.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.